This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your calls as soon as we start the second segment, but I don't want to cut you short here. But there's a story we covered last week, that testimony by Robert Epstein, who's one of the top psychologist, computer scientist working with a large team that works with DARPA, proving that Google can and is stealing the election along with Facebook. And so I've really promised myself and you to hammer the hell out of this. I'm pretty sure this video got posted to Infowars.com. There's a larger testimony that we posted where top scientist warns Google already stealing 2020 election. But I'm going to take this two-minute boil down, and I'm going to make sure that it gets added to that page from July 18th, and I'm going to try to get that reposted to the front page of Infowars.com, because this really needs to get out. I know you know all about this, but the frustration is they're going to steal 2020. They're going to spike the economy. They're going to come with the guns. It's going to cause a civil war. I don't want that. But the left has a hunger to dominate us. And if we can't fix things peacefully, they're going to come for us, and then you know what's going to happen to them. And I don't want to ruin my life or your life having to get our hands dirty on this scum. Let's take our government back and let's beat them politically and stop their bullying. Chris Hayes says, go out, dominate us, destroy Trump supporters, crush us, make us submit. No! You will not make me submit, you little cockroach! You absolute flaming bully, tyrannical criminal! You will not get your hands around this country's neck anymore, you little coward. Look at that. Just look at the look on his face. I mean, he's a piece of trash that seeks power because he doesn't have any power. He has nothing. He's weak inherently. And I'm not going to sit here and watch these God-hating, baby-killing, commie pieces of crap rule us all because they've got needle you-know-what syndrome. Lord, give me peace. Here is this enemy.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influence. influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
We'll be back. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. It was 3 years ago, just a few months out from the election. We raised the alarm that Hillary said she wanted nuclear war with Russia. She said war, including preemptive nuclear war. Of course, not with China. She's paid off by them. And so I commissioned a remake of the Barry Goldwater, anti-Barry Goldwater LBJ piece about how Barry Goldwater won a nuclear war. Of course, he didn't. But the little girl picking the daisy petals off and the hydrogen bomb going off is what cost Goldwater the election. When it was LBJ that was really the warmonger. But with Hillary, that was the case. And Trump's trying to stop war with Iran. He's trying to stop war with China. But these guys are really starting to flex their muscles. And you saw, you know, I said Iran might have been behind that stuff. And I'm Mr. False Flag. But Iran's crazy. They're grabbing real ships now. That's not a false flag. They're really pushing it because the sanctions are crippling them. And Iran could have nuclear weapons if they weren't constantly threatening to nuke everybody around them. Saudi Arabia and Israel aren't going to put up with it. And so that's why this is an immovable object meets the unstoppable force. And that's why war is in the air. Big report up on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, from the EconomicCollapseBlog.com, and Michael Snyder's great analysis. It's top linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Wherever you go read it, you need to go read it. The U.S. is staging troops at key Saudi military base that is used during all of our previous Middle Eastern wars. We'll walk through that at the bottom of the hour, but I'm going to your calls during this segment. But first, let's roll that, the Democrats called it a campaign ad, and they want me shut down. Because it was pro-Trump. No, it's called an anti-war ad because I like to live. And here's the piece Darren McBreen put together 3 years ago.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
8, vote like the world depends on it, and it's more important than ever. And I'll recap what I said last hour, then I'll write your calls. Our basic instincts are being eradicated to defend our children, to defend the unborn, now to defend babies after they're born. I thought it was 5 states. I looked it up this weekend. 7 states have passed laws to kill babies after they're born, if you read the fine print. Does anybody feel safe when defenseless children are being murdered? See, I actually prayed last night that God would not make me feel so much so that I would not be a jerk around people that I care about, including my family. You know, if you knew somebody down the street from your house had a month-old baby and was about to chop them up, you'd call the police, wouldn't you? In fact, if the police wouldn't come, you'd probably go down there with a gun to stop it, wouldn't you? You're not a hero. You just, that's what you're supposed to do. Well, if the medical system's doing it, why does it make it any better? It makes it organized. It makes it Joseph Mengele, angel of death. It makes it worse. You think it's fun to get up here and tell people 10 years ago that Jeffrey Epstein was a triple agent working for the U.S., Israel, EU, you name it, the left arm of Israel, the leftists in the U.S., Ehud Barak, all of it, all the enemies of Netanyahu are about to get implicated in this. Same thing with Trump. You think Trump and Netanyahu are on playing screwing kids? No way. Just from the position of they wouldn't want to be compromised and they're not criminals, perverts. Let's see how fashionable it is. They'll let you on Facebook bash Benjamin Netanyahu all day long. Hell, he took his son's Facebook away. But Alex Jones, oh, he can't have a Facebook either. But the guy saying have 1 million people physically raid Area 51, that's a huge felony. You'll get shot. There's nuclear weapons there and secret aircraft, no space aliens. He doesn't have his Facebook taken down. That's because Facebook is getting everybody used to organizing giant political flash mobs to overthrow Trump. Oh, but don't worry. Alex Jones is the monster. He's not allowed to be on air, according to Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal and Senator Wyden. They all say for America to survive, he means the globalist, Jones must be taken off the air. Why? Because it's what I'm saying. I'm not even that important. The Chi-Coms run the Democrats. The people on MSNBC and CNN take money from the Gulf State dictators. They are not Americans. They are conquering us. That isn't rhetorical. It's a fact. It's a reality. And the Chi-Coms were these great, wonderful people that had this great, wonderful history, and we're going to bring us all this technology. Maybe I'd vote to have them take over. Maybe you'd vote. We're not getting to vote on this, and they're not. They're the most robotic, bloodthirsty killers the planet's ever seen. And then you look at all the America-hating people telling us our flag sucks and we suck, and people think this is like a bad dream. This is happening. Every major Democrat senator, except maybe the one from West Virginia, has Chinese spies in their offices. That's how they get the Chinese money. I'm sure you heard Top Gun blurred out Taiwanese and Japanese flags off of ships and out of the movie and off of Tom Cruise. Because they own the movie. The Chinese government owns the movie. And everybody's freaking out by this. Yeah, of course, it's not an American movie. It's a Chi-Com movie. That's how far down the rat hole we are. I'm the first to tell people 15 years ago that China owns Hollywood. Because I was there and I was told that by some of the biggest producers. Household names. I mean, that's what this comes down to. And I don't want to be the one going, I told you this, I told you that. Because when you're one of the only people that gets it, and people are listening, your life's in danger. I need what I'm saying to become mainstream, to save the country, to save the planet, to save our future, to set us on a better course, and to save my own life. I need vindication because they're going to get me. They're going to destroy my name. They're going to assassinate my character, and then they're going to kill me deader than an old ball-peen hammer that you find out in the garage. And that's okay. I don't fear death, but I fear losing to these scum for what they'll do to countless future generations. We'll be back with your calls, I promise. I'm going right to them on the other side. Are you angry about the sellout? Are you angry about the Chi-Cons? Are you angry about the New World Order? Are you angry about being usurped? And are you ready to say no to these bullies and stand up to them and say, we're proud of our country and our flag, and you can go to hell?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is a normal response when foreign, authoritarian, mass-murdering governments are taking your country over and have twisted and hired giant packs of enemies to be all over the news telling you your country sucks, your president sucks, your military sucks, your border patrol sucks, their concentration camp guards, they're killing children, and none of it's true. Those are dangerous people that are saying that. If they'll do that, they'll do anything. And then they run their mouths. Chris Hayes saying, we're going to crush the Americans. We're going to smash them. These are quotes. He actually says, these Americans that love their flag, love their country. And he doesn't even realize what he's saying. He's so brainwashed. He's so inculcated as a traitor. Benedict Arnold had to sneak around the Revolutionary War acting like he was with us when he was compromised, at least the last 3 years of the eight-year war. These guys say it. Look at these Americans proud of their country. Look at this president. These people are the sick. And then all these universities say, don't have your American flags. That's so over the top. And it shows you what they're getting ready for. Civil war, foreign invasion. The only way you'd put stuff like that on TV, that your flag sucks, your founders suck, your president sucks, your military. They don't say they suck. They say they're Nazis. That's what the Chi-Coms pay. They pay for that, and they sit there in Beijing, and they watch it, and they know what they're paying for at CNN and MSNBC and these other platforms. I'll tell you what George Washington did do. You know, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that it's like the timer, the egg timer pinging in the kitchen, and you know the water's boiling. And the time is up playing games with this. And I'm not calling for violence, and I'm not calling for any of the listeners to do this. Chris Hayes is the one calling for it. But I am calling for Trump and any patriots in the Pentagon and anybody in the intelligence agencies that understands history. You don't put up with stuff like this. Nobody does it. No country can survive it. And it's just gone over the top at this point. It's out of control. And believe me, they wouldn't be doing all this unless they're planning to assassinate the president. And they're dumb enough to do it. And so I'm just trying to stop a giant violent war. You can feel it, you can see it, and that's why I'm bouncing off the walls. My spider sense has never been hammered like this. It is like off the charts. If there was like 1 to 10, I'm at a 20 right now. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to them right now. I appreciate everybody holding on. Take calls the rest of the broadcast. Then Gerald Salente joins us in the fourth hour. We got James. We'll talk about Google elections 2020, Trump to prevent collusion. Richard in Texas, big tech, Congress pressure, citizenship. Alex in Sweden, big tech censorship. Brandon in Louisiana, the big tech, the big enchilada. Joe in Los Angeles, China, Epstein. Jonathan, Florida, what Alex Jones thinks will happen next. Michael in Georgia, Antifa terror, civil war. Dubai World, Big Tech, China, Aaron wants to talk about. I'll go to all of you. But I just ask this one thing. Does it physically make you mad to see them on every news channel saying America's bad, the American flag is bad, the word America is bad, take American flags off Nike tennis shoes? This is a rollout. They're getting us ready. Do you know what that signifies? When they tell you your flag's bad, you've either been overrun or you're about to be overrun. And they're overrunning the border. They're starting all these wars. They're trying to plunge the economy. They're all over the news saying, plunge it and stop Trump. Do you understand, folks, that this is so over the chart? What comes next? Firebombing of ICE facilities? Oh, that already happened. What comes next? Hitting Christians that have prayer vigils over the head with crowbars? Oh, that's already happening. What comes next? Killing babies after they're born? Oh, that's already happening. See? The bottom has fallen out, folks. Let's go to Sweden. Alex in Sweden, thanks for holding. You're on the air on this Monday edition. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for all the work you've been doing in here in Europe. We're really taking a lot of advantage of your information. I started around 2006 with alternative media in Sweden, and you were one of the first I was following.
Well, that was my goal, was to get people to take action and was to spur folks to engage in leadership. And so if you're saying I did that, I'm very thankful for your for your call and sentiment, because that's been my goal.
Yeah, and I know I was supposed to talk about censorship, but I just want to shortly say that I know people in Europe are still following you. It's a little bit harder since before, because of all the censorship. A lot of people have been following you on YouTube and Twitter, and they don't get you on their feeds anymore. Most people are using cell phones nowadays. So I myself got your app, because I started following you more closely again a few weeks ago. And I want everyone in Sweden and Europe following you to try and support you. I know you have shipping costs if you want to buy stuff from USA, but still, see if you can buy some movies or stickers or whatever. Or I sent you donations previously, but I guess they closed your PayPal maybe. I couldn't find it anymore.
No, they closed everything. And I don't really – I say we're under attack. It would take hours to go through all the attacks. But, yeah, people they took away the Apple app when it went to number one in news, 3 million downloads. The people that – got it, still have it. A couple million downloads on the Droid. That's still there with Google. It's linked at Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/app. But yeah, just the word of mouth of people in Europe and places explaining that go to Infowars.com/show, we're still on the air. And in fact, in some ways we've expanded, in other ways we've contracted, but it's definitely the White House is listening. Our banning made a lot of governments and important people listen. So kind of our influence increased. Our general populist outreach decreased, but it's been quite a fight. What do you think about the influence of China? I mean, I know they're a big part of the EU takeover. They're a big part of what's happening to Sweden, the Islamic invasion.
What I know from China is just what I've been seeing in Sweden that you might not know. They've been buying up a lot of companies to work with sensitive technology, and it hasn't really been stopped because the Swedish security police have been too slow or just letting it happen. Like a lot of companies spearheading on, because Sweden has a lot of high-tech companies with microchips and like special metal alloys and everything they've been buying up. And Sweden got into conflict with China because China arrested some author who I think is a Swedish citizen or has a stays in Sweden at least. And then they tried to stage some like fake news event in Sweden. They sent some Chinese tourists to a hotel in Stockholm, and they came there on the wrong day. They booked like for Saturday, and they came on a Friday or something. And they were very upset, started a problem in the lobby, and they ended up, the police had to take them out and drop them off somewhere in the street.
And then China, like Smollett, I saw that, said, oh, look, they don't like Chinese in Sweden.
That became a big news in China. There was someone, like, linked that on some Chinese.
Tell you what, I want people to hear about this, because China programs Netflix. I'm not kidding. All this Jussie Smollett stuff is China. And so they're even doing the same thing to Swedes with Chinese. Like, Swedes don't.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the Internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
By the way, Brian Stelter's show on the weekend only had a 500,000 viewers. Now it has 250,000. Primetime weekend show, 250,000 viewers. I mean, we have over 1 million on radio stations tuning in every hour. The guy is a joke. Millions every day over the Internet, despite all the censorship. But that's their delusion. Now, the caller from Sweden, and I'll hurry through the other calls, Alex brought up the fact that, yeah, China is engaged in oppression of Swedish citizens that are over there. And then they have this big falling out. China and Sweden, a diplomatic row or fight after family brutally evicted from hotel lobby. China kills political dissidents on the street, sells organs, has millions in death camps. But they'll use social media when they want to make Sweden look bad, knowing how SJW Sweden is, saying, oh, look, you know, we send in these Chinese operatives, they act like they're thrown out. You know, the biggest group of tourists here in the United States is Chinese women. They come here to have their babies and become U.S. citizens, and everything's paid for. Even CNN admits that. So it just breaks down how China owns Hollywood, controls Netflix. That's why there's all these shows are like Jussie Smollett-type deals where whites are all evil and minorities are all being attacked. That's the Chinese who, the communists, who are some of the most racist, insular people in the world. They don't let anybody mess with the Chinese culture. They've got 2 million Muslims in forced labor camps, the Uyghurs. But they know how to punch American and Swedish buttons. You want to finish commenting on that, Alex? Thanks for holding over from Sweden.
Yeah, actually, I want to say something else just shortly, because I think it's the biggest, every day of the year, the biggest news is how you got censored on the platform and how you're considered a dangerous person on Facebook. So I think people should really think about what did you do to achieve that status? You must be the biggest threat. And I think people should try and like fill the void where you get censored and at the same time support you to go to the next step, because they did this censoring for some reason. So people should really look into it if they want to win the fight.
Well, that was the whole point of this talk today. It's because I'm focusing on China, allied with the multinationals, owning Hollywood, literally taking over our countries. And again, the Chinese people are great people. It's the Chinese communists that are so soulless, enslaving and dominating their own population.
I have one more idea before you go to the next caller. I know what you did many years ago when you were still active on social media. You had these Google bombs or Twitter bombs, and now you don't have your own platform to spread your own material. But you could use a similar method to maybe boost the best tweet of Trump of the week or something to really make like hundreds of thousands more retweets. And they will get really annoyed if you're like even affecting anything on social media, even if you're banned. The elite wouldn't like it. And they can't really ban Trump from Twitter. If you boost someone else, they can ban them. But Trump, I don't think they can ban him.
No, you're absolutely right. That's a fabulous idea, and I thought about that. Google changed their algorithm to stop the Google bomb, where we could put a term out and make it number one whenever we wanted to. I sure wish we would have used that more before they stopped their system to block it. But we could create hashtags that link to something new that we've done. Then they'll have trouble suppressing that hashtag. But I agree. We should do things like pick Trump statements or Trump tweets and get that information out. Thank you so much for the call, Alex. And again, great callers like Alex out there. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Florida. Thanks for calling.
Alex, about the EU and China, I just wanted to say that the central banks, the lead, the satanic people have been running Europe, running the U.S., controlling our currency. But what I really wanted to say is, how come I don't hear anybody mentioning when you said that when they came for you that everybody else was next, that you were going to be the first domino and everybody else was going to fall? That's exactly what's happened. And I want to take your view on your expert analysis, even spot on everything, on what you think, what really is going to happen next, so we can prepare.
Well, I could talk for 1,000 hours on that. I had to really get focused and sit in a chair for like 3 or 4 hours and just kind of meditate on what's happening to come up with the next level and try to look at all the thousands of pieces that go together and then think about how the globalists are going to respond, how we're going to respond, and then the synthesis that comes out of that is the way that I can, you know, a lot of times predict what's going to happen next. But a lot of this is easy to predict when you study tyrants, what the globalists have been up to, what they're doing. It's really not hard to understand. They demonized me because they knew we were pushing an effective message of liberty. We were created folk hero status, and Chris Carter was making a new X-Files based on me, and he was saying on the news, Alex Jones is good, Trump's good. So they had to intimidate everybody else who was pro-Trump in media to shut up, watch what happens to Alex Jones. So I was used as an example of being, quote, destroyed to scare other people. Then once I wasn't stood up for, they would then obviously move on, like any hegemonic tyrant does, to censoring everybody else. So it was really a no-brainer. And then if you look at the architecture of the Internet, how it's designed to ban whole voices, whole names, whole symbols, like the Taiwanese flag. Once you can ban Alex Jones or even saying his name or InfoWars' name, then everything else will fall in line. Then you can ban language. You can ban communication in whole. So hold over, Jonathan. I'll come back to you and try to get what you think is coming next. But we're at a crossroads. We're a fork in the road. And it really is up to what we do and what Trump does versus what the globalists are going to do. I know what's going to happen if Trump doesn't take action, and then if all of us don't take action. I can tell you what's going to happen. So let me try to break that down when we come back. It's one of the biggest subjects you could obviously discuss, and it gives me a headache even thinking about it, but I'm going to tell you what I think's coming next. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Your calls right through the next hour, right into Gerald Salente, and we'll get to everybody. You know, I mentioned this earlier at the end of the first hour, and I didn't show you the news articles and the studies. Now, the crew did. They pulled up PubMed and Harvard and all the rest of it, but yes, David Hogg, the anti-gunner, once said, notice Jones says there's toxins in the water table, and then he sells you water filters. And then the crowd laughs. See, they're so deceptive. They have such a spirit of deception, they don't even understand, like a sign saying, we've got great cheeseburgers. Yeah, I'm trying to sell you cheeseburgers. They don't get, hey, I filter my water, you should too. Here's a bunch of examples. We've got the best water filters. And people go test our water filters, that are 40% off right now, by the way. And they go, oh my gosh, these are like, it's funny, like all the brands he sells, we only sell like five brands. Out of hundreds, they're all the highest rated. Who do you think I go out and partner with? I go see what's the highest rated. That's what I sell. But see, it's funny, like David Hogg, it's weird to like just be straight shooter. I'm a straight shooter to the point of being annoying. It's the same thing with iodine. You know, I mentioned this, but I wanted to show you some articles. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners, just type in how adding iodine to salt boosted Americans' IQs. That's Discover Magazine. Here's another one. Business Insider, how adding iodine to salt resulted in a decline in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. Read that again. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. It's a weird headline. Doesn't really explain it. It's estimated that a third of deformities worldwide and chromosomal disorders are lack of iodine in the woman. needless to say, we sell the best iodine there is. Yep, let me tell you about a real problem, like self-defense, like being a gun manufacturer. It's good to have guns to protect yourself. Here, buy my gun. It's really good. It's like just complete straight shoot. There it is. That's how we fund our operation. I'm going to explain this again. X2 is the only true atomic iodine on the market. It's from Deep Earth Crystals, mined. No one else has this because you got to get DEA approval and jump through a bunch of hoops, and it makes the cost go way up. I would not take the other iodines out there on the market. This is pure. It's awesome. A low percentage of people, I'm told it's less than 3%, cannot absorb regular pure atomic iodine. So we have triiodine, which is excellent, that has the deep earth crystal source, but also potassium iodine and sodium iodine. It has nothing to do with how much bottle or how much it costs to produce it, to come up with a new one. This is because scientists, and I talked to three different big labs, said you ought to be putting out multiple iodine from clean sources. So we went with triiodine. And it's apples and oranges. Everybody's physiology is different. You should try them both and test them out using yourself. But I want to explain something again. This is big medicine. This is big stuff. To use a Native American term, big wampum. This is not smoke and mirrors. So be careful. Because a lot of people are already so jacked from no good iodine in their body, and you're already running off the bad iodines and all the other bad, you know, halogens, that you can do some wacky stuff. Consult a physician. Talk to whoever. Do your own research. Because I'm not selling smoke and mirrors. I'm not selling placebos. No. We changed the world here. And like I said earlier, I've never been a supplement guy. I got convinced to get on them like 6-7 years ago. I lost 80 pounds. I was 280. I went down to like 200. I gained about 30 pounds back. Quit working out, all of it. Went off the supplements partially, gained some of it back. Went back on a few weeks ago religiously. I'm taking the X2. I'm taking the fish oil. I'm taking the bodies. I'm taking the DNA Force Plus, and it's just rolling off. And I don't want to get graphic here, but my wife's like, that hurts. I shouldn't even. The point is that hard as a rock, folks. All right, I apologize for that. It's true, though. Why? And I always tell myself, why in the hell am I not taking all this stuff when I know how good it is? It's a family show. I apologize. It's just true, though. I told you. I tell the truth, even though it's really obnoxious, and I apologize. I'm going to stop it right now. Somebody slap me in the face. Okay, let's go back to Jonathan, a holdover. What does he think is going to happen next? It's up to us. I said if people didn't rally around my banning, it'd be everybody else next, because that's the big tech goals. We have their own documents. We have their own admissions. I mean, It's not like I'm a rocket scientist. I think if you jump off a cliff, you're going to die probably, unless you have a parachute. What is going to happen next if we don't do anything? Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the level of tyranny at which tyrants will go? He said, whatever level you'll put up with. Let me explain that. There's always somebody crazier, if you let somebody push the envelope of what you'll put up with, who will outdo that. And there's always somebody after that who will outdo that. Until you've got black pyramids with 10,000 sacrifices a day, with people, with high priests, chopping their own genitals off. That's happened all over the world. Where people submit to the priest class, and pretty soon they're taking hallucinogens, they're murdering everybody, they're running around psychotic. It's like Hellraiser. And so what's going to happen in the meantime on this road to hell is we're desperately wicked. We have no bottom. We don't have God. The Bible tells us we'll go all the way down the pit. And so what's going to happen next is up to us. They're trying to assassinate Trump. Their big move is to plunge the economy right now and start wars. And they're trying as hard as they can. They're trying to cause a civil war as well, and none of it's working, and so they're getting more panicked and more desperate. And at a certain point, we're aiding and abetting them if Trump doesn't politically and militarily move against them. We're winning politically, but they are doing things that are illegal. They're on TV promoting Antifa, saying they're heroes for attacking ICE facilities, trying to kill people. And then folks are going to get killed. They're already getting killed. And so I'll tell you the big thing is going to happen. Well, see, I said if Trump didn't replace the Federal Reserve with people, they'd plunge the economy. He's replacing them. They're even more pissed. He's exercising his rightful power. They don't know what to do. Even the traitors in 1913 who sold us out thought, well, the president will still have a veto. Well, Trump's the first president in 107 years, 106 and a half years to exercise that power. And the system that's been owning us and running us feels like we're their property, and they are just, they don't know what to do. And so they're going to try to plunge the economy. I'm just stating things that are already happening. They're going to try to start big wars. That's already happening. But the big one is if Trump doesn't call out and go after big tech now. So no, they've bought off almost all his advisors. They have more money than God. Because God doesn't care about money. That's a made-up thing, isn't it? It's a fiat thing of the devil. I mean, that money really is of the devil. It's like the Bible says the love of money is the heart of all evil, the root of all evil. It's not that money's bad, but the love of it and the fact that it's fiat and it's like a spell. It's not really real, but you get the whole world for it. So yes, we should do a whole show maybe tomorrow and just take calls the whole time. What's going to happen next? They're going to steal the election from Trump. Google and Facebook are already doing it. And they're just going to cover up all the fraud and all the crime. They're going to deactivate any conservative thought or discussion, and they're going to have all the illegals go out and vote, and people vote in the name of dead folks. And that's it. I mean, top computer scientists and others have testified to Congress. It's already a done deal. So Trump's greatest attribute is also his greatest Achilles. It's always that way. He's super confident. He thinks he can override them. He thinks that people are waking up to it, but it's such a level of fraud that if Trump doesn't take action, he'll have the election stolen from him. And so I think that really comes down to it. Finish up with Jonathan in 60 seconds when we come back, and then I got to hurry up like I always do. We got a lot of callers here. James and Sean and Richard and Matthew and Bryden and Joe and Ed and Aaron. It's all coming up in hour number three.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.